Douglas, D-O-U-G-L-A-S, Jones, J-O-N-E-S, 419, 24, 518, 70, 53-year-old gentleman. Works as a millwright operator. That's M-I-L-L-W-R-I-G-H-T, operator. Married, has 4 children, 10 grandkids. Comes in today because yesterday when he was getting off his lawnmower, his riding lawnmower, he heard a pop in his right knee, period. And he paragraph. His x-ray today shows what looks like an avulsion fracture in the right knee, but looks like it's been there for a while. He tells me that back and forth, he's getting a lot of swelling in his knees, and it's something that he deals with on a regular basis, period. The paragraph, right now he's seeing the orthopedist doctor for his left calf, where he had an injury back in 2012, where he was crushed under, I can't remember what he said about that either, a heavy machinery. And he's going undergoing physical therapy at this time. I took a picture of his knee, and I told him to show that to his orthopedist because he definitely needs help with this. ACE wrap is in place. He's going to be very careful over the weekend and keep walking, weight-bearing to a minimum, period. Surgery, back surgery times 4, some kind of cardiac catheterization, medical problems, hypertension, medication, Losartan, 100 milligram a day, gabapentin, 600 BID, family history, mom and dad are alive, no colon cancer, no breast cancer, no cancer in the family. Colonoscopy is not done recently, needs to be done, so I'm going to set him up for a colonoscopy. COVID immunization is up to date, allergy none. He's alert, he's awake. He weighs 229 pounds, 95%, 98.2, 18, 67, 134 over 88, heart pulses, one pulses, two lungs. Bronchi, abdomen soft, neck shows longevity, skin shows no rash, lower extremity shows edema and effusion about the right knee with a slightly decreased range of motion, no redness, no heat, neurological non-focal. There's some pedal edema present as well. Assessment number 1, hypertension control. Number 2, because of his pedal edema, first of all, the knee x-ray shows the avulsion fracture. He's going to see the orthopod as I discussed above. Next number, ACE wrap applied. Next number is minimal activity. Next number is non-weight-bearing. Till he sees the orthopedist, but he says he's going to start walking on it later. Next number, the x-ray definitely looks old as far as the fracture is concerned, and the fact that he's been having swelling off and on is also consistent with it. Next number, Toradol 60 milligram now. Next number is Decadron 8 milligram now. Next number is Admobic 15 milligram. Next number is Medrol dose pack. Next number is we looked at his liver because of his history of fatty liver. He definitely has fatty liver. Next number, he needs to lose about 30 to 40 pounds. We talked about different modalities to do so. He's taking Xenical, that's X-E-N-I-C-A-L, but it's really not working for him at this time. Next number, because of his hypertension, we looked at his kidney. No evidence of renal vascular hypertension. Next number is chronic pain. Next number is on Neurontin. Next number is obesity. Next number is we talked about the injectable semaglutide. He's going to try to get some from Mexico because his insurance will not cover that here in the States. BPH, next number is bladder spasm. Next number is RVH. Next number is sleep apnea. Next number is he was diagnosed with sleep apnea but refused to use sleep apnea. Next number is, again, he needs to lose about 30 pounds. Next number is we discussed this at length today before leaving. Next number is set him up for a colonoscopy. Next number findings discussed with patient at length before leaving my office. Thank you.